咱们今天要聊的呢是张雪和凯越机车。
What we're going to talk about today is Zhangzhou and Kaiyu motorcycles.
他们之间因为经营理念和控制权的分歧而分道扬镳。
They parted ways due to differences in business philosophy and control.
然后导致了核心团队集体出走。
This led to the collective departure of the core team.
对。
Okay.
最后让凯越机车从一个技术创新的代表变成了一个只能依赖外购配件的组装。
Let Kaiyu Motorcycle transform from a representative of technological innovation to a manufacturing plant that relies solely on external accessories.
厂，
嗯。
Well,
这个事情确实挺让人唏嘘的，那我们就开始吧。
This situation is indeed quite sad, so let's start.
咱们先来讲一下。
Let's talk about this first.
就是这个凯越机车它是怎么创立的。
How was the Kaiyu motorcycle created?
然后张雪和杨凯他们两个人在里面各自扮演了什么样的角色。
Then what roles did Zhang Zhu and Yan Kai play in it?
凯越机车是2017年的时候
Kaiyu Motorcycle was founded in 2017.
由张雪和严凯两个人一起创立的。那张雪呢
?James Yu and Yan Kai, the two people who founded James Yu.
他是技术核心。
He is the technical core.
也是产品的总负责人。
Also, the overall product manager.
同时他也担任着总经理的职位。
He also holds the position of general manager.
然后他有 35.88% 的股份。
And he had 35.88% of the shares. Well,
严凯呢，他主要就是负责供应链和工厂的运作。
Yan Kai is mainly responsible for supply chain and factory operations.
而且他手里是掌握着绝对控股权的。
哦。
And he also holds absolute control.
那就是说在公司里面
That means that within the company,
虽然张雪负责技术和产品
although James Yu is responsible for technology and products,
但是其实真正的话语权还是在严凯手上。
But in fact, the real power still lies with Yan Kai.
没错，没错。
Absolutely, absolutely.
而且就是公司里面后来那些爆款的车型。
And also those popular models that emerged within the company.
像什么 500X, 450RR, 800X 这些全部都是张雪主导研发的。对。
What are 500X, 450RR, and 800X these? All of them are led by Zhang Zhu.
然后他就是靠赛事和高性能这两个路线。
Then he chose the roads of competition and high performance.
让品牌一炮而红。
Make a brand a hit.
原来是这样。
That's how it is.
那我们接下来就聚焦在张雪和凯越决裂的这个阶段啊。
So, let's focus on the stage where Zhang Zhu and Kai Yu broke up.
对。
Okay.
就是他们两个人分开的最核心的原因到底是什么
?What is the most core reason why they separated?
其实他们两个人分开的最核心的原因
,The most fundamental reason why the two of them separated is,
并不是说什么私人恩怨
,This isn't about personal grudges,
而是他们在战略方向
,Instead, they focused on strategic direction.
经营目标和控制权
Business objectives and control
这三个方面出现了不可调和的矛盾
These three aspects have emerged into an irreconcilable contradiction
矛盾
Contradiction
具体表现在哪些地方
What specific aspects are involved
就比如说张雪
For example, James Yu
他是主张把大量的资金可能是在3000万这个级别投到高性能的三缸发动机的自主研发上面。
She advocated investing a large amount of capital, possibly in the range of $30 million, in the independent research and development of high-performance three-cylinder engines.
然后走这种技术自立的长远路线。
And take this long-term path of technological self-reliance.
但是呢，严凯和其他的资方。
However, unlike other investors, Yan Kai,
他们就是觉得风险太大了。
They just felt the risk was too high.
他们只想在现有车型上做一些优。
They just want to make some improvements on the existing models.
化，快速的赚钱，然后分红。
The others are in the corner.
分歧还挺大的。
Can I major in psychology?
那张雪在被剥夺了总经理职位之后
After Snow lost his position as general manager,
他在公司里面还能继续推动自己的技术理想吗
Can he continue to promote his technical ideals within the company?
不能了
Can't do it.
因为2024年2月份的时候
Because in February 2024,
他就被免去了总经理的职位。
He was relieved of his position as general manager.
对，然后降为研发副总。
Then downgraded to the position of vice president of research and development.
就没有办法参与战略决策了。
I can't participate in strategic decision making anymore.
而且他坚持的那个发动机项目也被董事会全票否决。
And in addition, the engine project he insisted on was also completely rejected by the board of directors.
后来他说他自己可以借1000万出来。
Later, he said that he could lend himself $1 million.
然后自己承担全部的风险。
Then take full responsibility for all the risks.
但是还是没有被同意。
But it was still not approved.
真可惜啊
It's a shame.
那张雪最后是怎么离开凯越的
How did the snow finally leave Caillou?
然后他离开之后又做了些什么
What did he do after he left?
他是2024年3月份的时候辞职的
He resigned in March 2024.
然后他是净身出户
And he left cleaning himself.
就是主动放弃了自己的全部的 35.88% 的股权也没有要分红
Then they voluntarily gave up 35.88% of their equity and did not receive dividends
也没有要任何的补偿
No compensation was required、
嗯、
Well
然后到了8月份的时候
Then in August
完成了工商变更
Completed business registration change
他就正式的退出了股东和管理层。
He formally resigned from his position as a shareholder and member of the board of directors.
随后他就自己创立了张雪机车。
Then he founded his own company, Jiangsu Motorcycle.
并且是全资控股。
And it is wholly owned.
很有魄力啊。
That's really impressive.
那就是外界一直都很好奇。
That's what everyone has been curious about.
就说是不是因为这个上市的问题才导致他们两个人分道扬镳
Is it because of the IPO issue that caused them to break up?
这个背后的真相到底是什么
What is the truth behind this?
其实凯越机车它到现在为止都没有上市
Actually, Caillou motorcycles have not yet been launched.
然后也没有任何公开的要上市的计划
Then there were no public plans for an IPO.
啊，或者说辅导的信息。
Or the information provided by the tutor.
对他们两个人分开。
Separate them.
完全就是因为战略上面的分歧和对公司控制权的争夺，跟上市没有半毛钱关系。
It's completely because of the strategic differences and the struggle for control of the company, and it has nothing to do with going public.
好的
Okay
那张雪的离开
The Snow's departure
对凯越的研发团队到底带来了什么样的冲击
影响非常大
The research and development team of Kaiyu has brought a significant impact.
就是他走了之后
After he left,
几乎整个技术团队都跟着他走了。
Almost the entire technical team followed him.
就2023年的时候
In 2023,
还有120个参保员工，到了2024年就只剩下两个人了。
There are still 120 staff members, and by 2024, there will only be two left.
这也太夸张了吧。
This is too outrageous.
那就是说整个核心的队伍都被带走了。
That means the entire core team was taken away.
对啊。
Yes.
就是发动机研发的，车架和底盘调教的，赛事开发和测试的。
This is about the development and testing of racing games, which involves the development and tuning of the engine, the chassis, and the car's components.
还有产品定义和核心设计的这些负责人全部都走了。
All the product definition and core design leaders have left. Well,
而且这些人全部都是张雪自己亲手组建起来的团队。
Moreover, all these people were all teams that James Yu personally built.
我有个疑问啊。
I have a question.
为什么这些人会铁了心的跟着张雪走？
Why did these people so stubbornly follow Zhang Zhu?
其实最主要的原因就是因为张雪他一直都是这个团队的技术灵魂。
The main reason is that James Yu has always been the technical soul of the team.
也是精神领袖。
Also a spiritual leader.
就大家都是愿意跟着他一起去追求技术理想。
Everyone is willing to follow him to pursue the ideal of technology.
而不是说单纯为资本打工。
Instead of saying that they are simply working for capital.
所以说就是这个资方的介入。
So, it's the involvement of this entity that
反而让团队看不到希望。
This actually made the team lose hope.
是的，是的。
Yes, yes.
因为资方把全夺走了
Because the sponsor took everything.
然后又把他们的核心项目给否掉了
Then they rejected their core projects again.
大家就觉得没有盼头了
Everyone felt hopeless. Well,
然后再加上张雪
Then and James Yu.
他自己就是净身出户
She is the one who leaves on her own.
甚至把房子都卖了
Even sold the house.
要坚持搞自研。
We must continue to develop our own technology.
他这种义无反顾的精神。
This kind of unwavering spirit.
就彻底的把老部下都给点燃了。
I completely ignited all my old subordinates.
所以大家就都决定要跟他一起走。
So everyone decided to go with him.
很让人敬佩啊。
That's really admirable.
那就是说这个核心团队走了之后
That means that after the core team leaves,
对凯越的技术实力和他们的新产品的开发到底带来了哪些具体的冲击？
影响还是蛮大的。
The technical strength and the development of new products of Kaiyu have brought significant impacts.
就是他们原来所有的自研项目全部都停了。
That's because all their original self-developed projects have been discontinued.
比如说那个三缸发动机，直接就搁浅了。
For example, that three-cylinder engine just stalled.
然后
Right.
新的车型现在只能去买宗申的、豪爵的这些发动机。
The new models can only buy the lifelong engines of Heijiu. Well,
自己完全没有研发能力了。
I have completely lost my research and development capabilities.
只能在外观和贴花上面做一些小的调整。
Only make minor adjustments to the appearance and decals.
就再也没有办法推出全新的核心产品了。
There is no longer a way to launch a new core product.
那这个曾经的技术黑马现在就已经沦为一个组装厂了。
So, this once promising technology company has now become a mere assembly plant.
没错。
Right.
我们最后来总结一下。
Let's wrap it up.
就是到底是什么样的原因
？What exactly is the reason?
让凯越机车从一个国产性能摩托的标杆落到了今天。
Let Caillou motorcycles fall from the benchmark of domestic performance motorcycles to today.
那个只能依赖外部配件的地步。
This can only rely on external accessories.
其实就是张雪。
Actually, it's Zhang Zhu.
它是一个要技术理想。
It is a place where technology is ideal.
要长期投入搞自研的人。
Long-term investment in self-research.
但是严凯他是一个要短期赚钱。
But Yan Kai is someone who wants to make money in the short term.
要稳定分红的人。
For those who want stable dividends.
然后再加上他们的股权又非常的悬殊。
Then the disparity in their equity is also very significant.
所以最后就导致了张雪被边缘化。
Therefore, Zhang Zhu was ultimately marginalized.
然后净身出户。
Then clean yourself and leave the house.
最后还带走了整个研发体系。
It also took away the entire R&D system.
那这个就直接让凯越失去了他的技术根基。
This would directly deprive Kai of its technological foundation.
就只能去做一个组装厂了。
Then I can only do assembly work.
好的。
Okay.
今天我们聊了凯越机车。
Today, we talked about Caillou motorcycles.
从技术创新到团队瓦解的全过程。
From technological innovation to the complete breakdown of the team.
其实我们看到的就是一个理想和现实激烈碰撞的故事。
What we see is actually a story of the clash between ideals and reality.
好了。
Okay.
那么这就是这期播客的全部内容了。
That's all for this episode of the podcast.
感谢大家的收听。
Then thank you for listening.
咱们下次再见。
See you next time.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye bye.